Hello, my name is Vanessa Simons. I am Crow and Blackfeet from Montana. I'm currently an assistant professor at Montana State University. Today I'm going to talk to you about our project, Guardians of the Living Water, which is focused on increasing the water-related environmental health literacy of children. This is a community-based participatory research project. And so these are the names of my co-authors and the people I work with. Mr. Jason Cummings is the principal at Crow Agency Public School who we work with. I have several of my students in the back row there, Deb, Aaron, Kendra, and Christine, who also work on this project. And then I also, Serena Stops is gonna introduce herself, but she's my partner that works at Little Bighorn College, and she's an intern there. So I wanted to tell a little bit about herself first before we get started.
Hi, my name is Serena Stops. I'm Mandan, Hadatsan, Crow, but I'm an enrolled member of the Crow tribe. I've graduated from Bozeman High in 04. This past spring, I graduated at LBC College, Little Bighorn, in my pre-nursing, and I'm going to continue my education at Montana State University and try to get my bachelor's in nursing.
So, before, when I turned this abstract in, it was before we had gotten our name, but an elder gave us the name Guardians of the Living Water. Not to be confused with Guardians of the Galaxy, of course. and then we have no relationships to disclose. So our project takes place on the Crow Reservation. There's over 13,000 enrolled members. It's located in South Central Montana. It's the largest reservation in Montana and the fifth largest in the United States. Our project, we work with the Crow Environmental Health Steering Committee. They're a group on the Crow Reservation, a group of Crow tribal members who've been working on water-related issues for over 10 years. They've done stuff related to testing people's wells, testing the rivers, testing the springs, and they brought me in I think it was almost two years ago, because of my expertise in community health and health literacy. And so I met with them and talked about different projects. Deb and I actually met with them. And we had a whole idea of what we wanted to do. And we were driving over to Crow. It's about 3 hours from where we live, where the university is. And we were talking. We had this great idea of what we were going to do, working with adults. And we got to the meeting, and then people started talking about children. And so we had to kind of take a whole shift of what we were originally planning to do on this project to work with them. And it's actually something that we were really excited about as well. And so part of what our project is it's expanding the work of the Crow Environmental Health Steering Committee, who have overseen many CBPR projects, and bringing in other people. So bringing in myself from MSU and bringing in the Crow Agency Public School. And then we also work with Little Bighorn College, and that's where Serena is, and Velma Pickett, who's our project coordinator, along with Bruce Goes Ahead. So the goals of our project right now are to extend this partnership, and then to use a participatory approach to develop an intervention to increase what we're calling environmental health literacy of school-aged children. And then ultimately, this is a five-year project. We are just beginning to implement and evaluate that project. And so at that meeting that I was talking about, we were sitting there and some of the tribal members were talking about the influence of children. One person, John Doyle, was talking about how his kids brought home signs about not smoking, and that really influenced him to quit smoking. And we've heard other people talk about that as well, is the power that children have to influence us. So after that meeting, we went back and looked through the literature, and we found that using and having children be agents of change has been used, and much of this has been done in developing countries or in Africa. So this is one of the models that we found that we have somewhat adapted to our program, where we're teaching the guardians about environmental health and the relationship of taking care of our water to human health, and then having those kids be able to talk to other people at the school, talk to their family, so that ultimately we can increase the environmental health literacy of the community. So this is our original conceptualization of this. We looked into the literature and we found different ways. What is exactly environmental health literacy? And actually a year ago there was a meeting at the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences where they were talking about what exactly is environmental health literacy. Because health literacy is more than reading and writing. And so these are the things that we came up with in our original meeting about what are the things that we want to change, what do we want to affect with our intervention. And two really important things that we talked about were respect and responsibility. So, and the responsibility of the guardian and responsibility of taking care of our water sources and understanding that relationship to our health. And now we've expanded that a little bit more to look at the health literacy research. And so it goes beyond just reading and writing. So that's what functional literacy is. So we are focused on that. We're focused on building the students' vocabulary, building their science literacy, math skills related to reading charts and understanding parts per million and all that kind of stuff. But it's beyond that. Health literacy is beyond that. It's also looking at interactive literacy. And so we want to improve their capacity, ability to act on that knowledge. And so part of what we're looking at for that is looking at how the kids can, you know, take what they're learning in our after-school program or in our camp and teaching that to other people. And then another level of health literacy is critical literacy. And so this is more about, you know, analysis of problems, group efficacy, so being able to do something about what they're learning. And so development of our program is, you know, bringing together these partners, and over the past year we had to figure out what the goals are for our program. And one thing we had to do is talk about, you know, what is the role of children in this community? Is this appropriate for us to have children teaching their parents about these issues? Will this work in this community? And what we talked about was that yes, children are valued in the Crow community. People talked about how children are sacred and that this was really important. And then the next piece was thinking about what are the topics, what exactly are the messages that we're going to talk about and teach kids about. And so we're still refining those messages right now. And then we piloted this program last July and did the summer camp with, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But another thing that we really were happy about is that we got our logo developed in this past year. And so this was made by Alan Noses Gunn to represent our project. And what you see is these are the youth right here in the middle. And it has our two rivers, the Little Bighorn and the Bighorn. It also shows the four life-giving elements, which are essential and part of Crow culture: earth, air, water, and fire. And then the pink triangles represent the sacred number four, which is symbolic of the four directions, the four winds, the four cycles of life, and the four seasons. Okay, so to give you an overview of our program, it's designed to be a summer camp as well as an after-school program. So we didn't want to take any time out of the school day, and we developed it so that we would have learning objectives for each session. So these are more the science-based, the vocabulary-based objectives, and then we wanted to have an experiential objective, so we wanted to include things like actually going to the river and doing some cultural experiences, but also testing the water there. And then a big part of this project is the dissemination piece, which we included arts-related activities, as well as having some kind of assignment for the kids to go out and after the day is done and talk to their parents or their family about what they had learned. And so our summer project and this after school program's objectives are to increase the children's and the community's knowledge and understanding of the relationship between the water-related environment and human health, to provide actual steps people can take to protect their rivers and our health, and to increase the children's appreciation and skills in environmental and science literacy. So our camp this summer was a week long. We recruited students through flyers put around the community. We originally started with just the Crow Agency School, but we decided to open up to anybody who in the community who wanted to join us. The first day we had 20 students, and the next day we had 30 students. So maybe they went home and told their parents, told their friends to join us. And it was, so it was 4th through 6th grade. And this was basically for us to test out our measures, to test out the activities that we were doing, and to give us some information about starting our project, which we just did this past fall. And so some of the activities we tested out, we use a lot of the activities from Project WET, which you can, they have trainings and activities on the web. And we did one where we went to the rivers and we collected insects out so that we could see what types of insects were in the river, and that gives you an idea of the health of the stream. We went to the water treatment plant and learned more about where our water comes from. And we were also really fortunate with our partnership with the Crow Environmental Health Steering Committee. We took a sample of a spring that is an important spring for Crow people. And it was the first time that spring had been sampled so that we could find out what is the water quality coming out of that spring. And then we also had, we did some drama activities. We had a Crow actor come and talk to us about being an actor and then also doing some practicing drama-related stuff. And then we had posters. We developed posters at the end so the students could give a little presentation of what they had learned throughout that week. And then finally, we had a lot of, we had about 4 or 5 speakers come in from the community to tell stories about how water is important to Crow people. And so our main health messages, so the first one that we're sure about is that water is life, water is sacred, that it's essential to our health. The second subject and area that we're going to focus on are rivers and streams, and understanding and talking about how streams change in predictable ways and how what happens upstream can affect you, affect what happens downstream, and that they can be contaminated, and what are the ways that we can help protect our rivers and protect our health. The third area that we're working on is to talk to them about groundwater. So we'll talk about the springs, we're talking about how what happens in the river and what's happening on our land can affect our groundwater and our springs, and what are the things that we can do to protect our springs. And so with the summer camp, as I was talking about, we wanted to test our measures. So test what are the things we're measuring, what are the things that we want to change. And so we did a pre and post test of our knowledge objectives. And then we also developed a survey related to environmental health attitudes and behaviors. And those are the quantitative surveys that we did. And then we also interviewed students. We did paired interviews with students and then individual interviews with their parents. So through our survey results, we're still working on the analysis, but in our initial analysis, we didn't have very many significant findings. Some of the activities, there was a significant increase in knowledge, but we did find that, as I mentioned, our attendance varied each day. We had some people that didn't come to the last day. And Wednesday we had a really long day where we went to Chief Plenipu's State Park and visited and that's when we did the stream collection or the spring water collection, and we got the kids home kind of late, so I think they were kind of tired out after that day. But our plan is to, and we've already begun to revise our measures. We also realized that we really need to focus on our objectives during each of our activities to make sure that we're repeating and making sure the students are getting what we're saying. And then I wanted Serena up here for her to talk about the interview she did with the students and parents.
Hi, I'm the one who did the interviews with the parents and the kids, and coming from a smaller community, I knew majority of the parents and the kids, so it really was interesting. But I did an interview on one of the parents, and she was the parent of the son, and he said he really enjoyed himself and that he would come home and talk about what they did that day and that there was always something new to do and that he was really excited for the next day to come back. And she said that the mother talked about how water is an important factor in life and how we need it to live, also how we use it in our daily life, how precious water is to the Mother Earth. Without it, we would not be here. And I also did an interview with the kids, and at first they were shy and wouldn't really talk, but I told them, like, there's no right or there's no wrong answer. It's for us to improve in our studies. So they kind of opened up, and the ones that I knew were more talkative.
Yeah, so we found overall students enjoyed our daily activities. We did find that we need to do better at pairing the students so that we don't have an older student or with a younger student, or to make sure that they feel comfortable talking to us. We did find that, of course, the older students had a better understanding of some of these concepts. And then, as Serena said, the parents did have a positive reaction to our program and did tell us that they thought this was a feasible idea to teach the kids and have them talk to the parents in the community. And then this is just one quote from one of the parents. I think Serena shared a good one. So, as I mentioned, we're going to revise. We have revised our assessment. It was a little chaotic at first because a lot of us from the university, we didn't have as much experience working with young children, and so it was really great that we have this partnership with the Crow Agency Public Schools. Mr. Cummins, he actually secured grant funding to help pay for the camp, and he had two teachers that really helped us learn classroom management. We're also gonna incorporate more Crow culture into our project. We talked about having Crow words and doing a little more about the stories about the water sites that we're visiting. And then also we discussed the need to include more audiovisual resources and have games in that downtime that we had. So over this past year, we have refined our definition of environmental health literacy. We put together this model for our health communicator program. We've had a training plan for our staff at Bozeman and at Little Bighorn College. We developed a plan of action and implemented our summer camp. We developed our evaluation plan and module 1 and 2 of our after school program, which is going on this fall semester. And we'll continue out through this next year. So there's a lot of people who have contributed to this program. As I mentioned, Crow Agency Public School. We have a consultant with the Crow Tribe Cultural Committee. We have lots of partners at Little Bighorn College. These are our partners in the Environmental Health Steering Committee. We had a lot of assistance at our camp as well. And then this project is funded by the CHIRM grant at Montana State University, and the summer camp was also funded through Mr. Cummins' grant from the Crow Tribe.